Tuesday night, Shara Bitochen, Chavis Alvodas, Perek Shlishi. We're learning the five things you have to work on to develop Bitochen. The third one, we learned yesterday on page Kuflam Adalid, was to be Meyached, your Bitochen in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chavis Alvodas says, once you put your reliance in some other force, or even if in your mind it's also, it's like you're making Hashem's job easier. Making it easier for Hashem to give you a pronouncer because you have a good job. Or whatever the case may be. So that's Shituf. And that's not really Bitochen at all. And then he brings down Bat Osa with the doctor. And we said the dynamic there was that in some way Osa was relying on the doctors. As an example, without going into the whole Inyan. Like if someone feels he has to get a better doctor, so that he has to ask himself, why does he want a better doctor? Why does he think if the worst one is competent, so what do you need the better one for? And he has to have an answer. Or else, if you don't have an answer, so that's what Asa did. We said because he did the same thing in the Milchama that led up to the Onesh, was that he was somech on his strategy. So what do you mean somech? The strategy is a normal thing in even a war. You do it. Teretz is, the Navi pointed out to him that he was being soimach on it because of all the downsides that it had. And he could have handled the war without any downsides. So you see, because he felt if he doesn't do this, it's going to be harder or difficult. So that's... Umin Ayadua on the top of page Kuflamed Hey. Shikola Boteach al Shnei Mamudim Ibn Ayodim al Yoser, if you soimach on people, al Yeser al Kach, Lohitzi Lepoil Dobim Masuyim, Yebit Chono Botel, because you always have Pas Pasalo. You're not really being Boteach on either one of them, because you have an ulterior approach. You have a Pas Pasalo, it could work somehow else. So to the degree that you, this is part of the definition of Bitochen, the degree to which you have a fallback position somewhere else, you don't really have Bitochen in this thing, because Bitochen means you're totally relying on this. Because if you have a concept of who Hashem is, then there is no other power, so you're not really relying on Hashem at all. That's why the Navi was so harsh with Asa. And now the Chavis Halvodas goes back to something he said at the beginning of Shaar Bitochon. Since if you, again, his point now is that if you fall into this trap and you soimach on the competence of the doctor also, that you soimach on that, so he's saying, don't think, this is the point he's making, don't think, so Bitochon and do things simultaneously. So, not gefährlich. So he's saying it is gefährlich. Because the degree to which you have a second thing to be soimach on, you're not b'teach b'Hashem. So you really don't have Bitochen at all. Then he throws in, this is what he said in the beginning of Shaar Bitochen, that Hashem doing what you would anticipate him to do is totally in the degree of Bitochen you're on. So this will ruin the things. That it shouldn't be fulfilled. It shouldn't be mekuyim. So that's number three. To work on yichud Hashem in terms of bitachon, because the consequences could be quite severe, as we see. You're the one garim that it doesn't happen. And we said that's the Midah Keneged Midah, that when you rely on your own power and your own, or on Bos of Adam influences, so then the onesh simply is that it doesn't work. And that was the Taina on Asa, that he could have wiped out Aram totally. And instead he chose that way, and now Aram is alive to fight another day, as they do eventually.
Didn't we say that if someone was down on Bos of Adam, so Hashem takes off the Shkaham process and makes it like the way the world, like Shkaham.
That's what we said, yeah. And he's subject to the.
So it may actually work.
What?
It may work if I'm the Tachan Basar Vadam. It may, in the Ashkaha Klaus, it may,
but there's less chance. Vagdama Revius, number four. The number four seemingly is a contradiction to things he kept saying in the past. Number four is that if you want Hashem to be there for you, you have to be there for Hashem. You have to do your utmost to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. And again, the Chavis Halbavis uses a lot of human experience to explain various attitudes and hashkafas that you have towards Hashem. And here he does it again also. He says, if you want to rely on someone, you're relying on someone to lend you money, and then he asks you to do something. So certainly you understand on a very, on a basic level, that you can't turn around and rely on someone to do something for you if you're not motzei chen ba'einav, if you didn't do something that he wanted. He says it's the same with the Eibishter. Sheyashgiach v'yishtadol ma'od ma'od lamud b'meshechi v'Hashem yisal liyisad v'yisraimam me'avidos v'kiyah mitzvaysav u'lihishomer mimashe hezero. Kefishu rotze, just like you are rotze. The reason this is a requirement, so to speak, you say, well, it has nothing to do with the etzem bitachon, it's just like an onesh. He's saying no, because if your bitachon is real, that's really what he's saying, I think. I think he's saying your bitachon is really not real. If your bitachon is real and you have an awareness of what Hashem is, you don't turn around and you moreid bo. It doesn't make sense. It's just if you're only paying lip service and you don't really feel, you're not margish, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing whatever's happening. So then you could be moreid in him. But if someone who's truly boteach with the full awareness of all the things that we learned about really can't be a moreid. So I think he's saying that it's a giluy that your bitachon is not real.
Didn't we say before that you should trust that Hashem will do for you even though you don't deserve it?
That's the stira that we're going to say, and I'll talk about that after I finish the paragraph. K'mo shomer kadmeneinu alayim ha-shalom asei ritzono kiritzoncha. This is the, it's like a deeper meaning in the Mishnah and others. Asei ritzono kiritzoncha k'dei she'yaseh ritzoncha kiritzono. So that's what we're saying. If you're not willing to do that, why should Hashem be there for you? Then you can be shechel neretz or emuna. It's a reciprocal relationship. Kamasochal, who is foolish, v'kamachos for daita v'akaroso. He's really denying what Hashem is. I mean, if you're pateach by Hashem, and you, that means he's there, and he's all powerful, and he's almighty, and he knows what's happening. Biroso, someone sees in the human experience. Shemi shabatach lachad ben dayad medaber mesuyim, and then mchiyev lo las esarach mitzrachav. He asks me to do something for him. He rebelled against it. He blatantly went against it. This is the norm. Haforas pekudaso will be hasiba hachazaka le'imilui mashabotacholov bo. Kavuchayim mishaber alazaras Hashem u'mitzvoyso v'asher hivtiach v'yeyed aleihem sheyachziv tikvas habotacholov. If him row, if you're married by Hashem, he's not going to be there for you. Elohim And then it was v'amartem ufana b'bayis azeh shenikrish b'yolov v'amartem nitzonul manasosus kolatoevos eile ha'moras kritzimoy ha'bayis azeh shenikrish b'yolov. So the dynamic here is this what the Chavikolovitz is talking about. That you can't on one hand be a moreid and on the other hand expect Hashem to be there for you. How does this fit in with what the Chavis HaLobos stressed absolutely in Perek Aleph? He stressed it in Perek Beis, he made it one of the seven things. In Perek Gimel he said it's certainly true about Hashem that Hashem, you can rely on Hashem and you can have full bitocha because he does even if it's not deserved. So the basic answer is that the key word here in this paragraph is yamre, to rebel. In other words, a person has to try his best. This is where it comes from, that yisod. You try your best. And people are human and they fall and they fail. And they try again. So that's what he's talking about. And previously, you don't have to walk around with a guilt feeling that you're not deserved. Hashem does chesed even if you don't deserve it. You fit into this paragraph what he's talking about if you're a moreid. If you willingly are rebelling against Hashem. Now I'm not sure, let's say a person's a mumul teyavo. That's a good question. I don't know which side of the ledger he fits into. On one hand you can say he's not a moreid. On the other hand he's a mumul teyavo. I guess the Eibishter will judge him if he really was capable of overcoming. You have to do your best. And you can't be lazy, and you have to try. You have to keep trying. So now, a mumul teyavon, Hashem will judge if he was able to overcome his teyavon. It means he wasn't doing his best. So then he's begeder a moreid. Why didn't you try harder? Why didn't you do what you had to do? Why didn't you learn Musa? If there are things you're supposed to do and you didn't do them, then it's very possible you take a fall into this category. So when a person says, I can't have bitachon because I don't deserve it, if he feels he's a moreid b'Hashem, then he's right. Then he's right, but that's not, that you could be masakin, right? What he's talking about the earlier is what the person really can't be masakin. He doesn't know. He's saying, I'm a boss of a dom. What do you want from me? I for sure did things which would get Hashem annoyed at me. So we say, no, Hashem does chesed even if you don't deserve it. That's l'chayra. That's the way I understand the stira. Between the stira, that's the way this would stem with what he said earlier. There is a body of thought. It's based on the Ramban in Sefer Emunah Bitachon, and it's based on the Gemara and Shabbos. That there's a discussion whether or not a Rasha can have bitachon, whether Hashem is there for him when he has bitachon. Chavis HaLobos obviously says no. This is like the whole major part. But there is a Gemara in Shabbos that says Rishom Hoyu Elishatolu Bitchonim BaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a Lashon HaGemara. And the Ramban and Emunah Bitachon and the Gra brings down a pasuk Rabbim Machulvim LaRasha. That it's going on the rush of Reish at the Crow. So that's a discussion. I think it's almost a theoretical discussion. The likelihood that there would be a Rasha if someone truly has bitachon, if you realize what true bitachon is, and you, the second barak, Hashem is powerful, and Hashem is almighty, and Hashem knows what you're thinking, and Hashem. Like the likelihood of someone being a rasha, if someone has internalized that, is I don't know. I don't think it's practical, but it is a philosophical shaila. And Chavis HaLobos holds definitely no.